Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now, Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
Today is the day we're celebrating the merger of Jeff's Interests and Tressa de Bendigo and Company. Jeff's now the managing director of Bendigo Pilgrim Limited. And for everyone concerned, it really is a tremendous occasion. It reminds me so much of that day more than 3 years ago when Bendigo threw a party to celebrate my marriage to Jeff and as a sort of farewell to me. Today has such a lot in common with it. Jeff and I are together again. And although this party is supposed to be for the merger, I feel it's for our reconciliation as much as anything. And when we had that party years ago, it was the first time I set eyes on Jeff's new secretary, Stella Bronson. Yes, it's not an omen, I hope, but Jeff's latest secretary is here today, too. Oh, no, not Stella. Although she's here, of course, with Benny Puller. But the new secretary. A redhead, if you please. Yes, I'd like to know just where Jeff dredged her up.
Oh, hello there. What a delightful party.
Liking it, Stella?
But loving it. We're having a goodbye do next week, Benny and I. We'll be definitely disappointed if you and Jeff don't come along.
Oh, well, of course we'll come along. Jeff told me you're going to the States for 6 months or so.
That's right. How's our luck?
Oh, you are lucky. Jeff and I won't be able to get away for a year at least. Where does Benny get his dollars?
No, don't ask me. Hello. Who's that stunning girl with red hair?
You mean the one with the henna rinse?
That's not henna, darling. Don't be catty. That's honest to goodness Titian, and you know it. Who is she?
Jeff's new secretary.
Oh, how that boy can pick them. Look at us.
She was chosen because she's exceptionally well-trained and she's had a lot of experience.
Well, naturally. You didn't think I meant you were chosen for her looks, did you, Marcia?
I don't care tuppence what you meant, Stella.
Well, 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 Marcia. Jolly good party. Jingo, what a crush. I want to congratulate you, Marcia. I'm delighted to see things turning out so well. Come here a minute.
Excuse me, Stella.
Of course, dear.
Come on. Now then. How old are you, Marcia?
25, Mr. Fuller. Why?
How old's Jeff?
He's 31.
Now you listen to me, young woman. Stella and I are going off to the States, suppose that. We won't be back for more than a year. But I want you to understand, woe betide you two if I get back here and there's no Jeff Pilgrim Jr. on the scene.
Why, Mr. Puller?
There's no use acting shocked.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, you're hearing it now. You should have had youngsters before, Marcia. Keep you out of trouble. There's something to think about besides your dressmaker and your hats and the latest way they're wearing their hair. That's all. Good luck. And I wish you every happiness.
I wish you instead of happiness too, Mr. Puller.
And never mind if Jeff gets the Queen of Sheba in here as his secretary. Don't you take a scrap of notice. Just get your housework done and the kids off to school like a good wife. Understand?
Yes, Mr. Puller.
Yeah. Well, that's all then. Where's that husband of yours? A word of business.
I wasn't going to tell you, Benny, but I couldn't agree with you more. How about the children?
Jeff, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Benny.
You've done well, my boy. If you were a competitor of mine, you'd have me worried. Now, look here, seriously, Jeff. I'm jolly glad to see the way things have turned out between you and Marcia.
It's very good of you to say so, sir. And that goes for me. The very best to you instead.
You'll be along to our wedding, won't you?
Try keeping us away.
Oh, by the way, Remember the last affair you people turned on up here in your boardroom 2 or 3 years ago?
Yes.
I was just thinking. There's one notable absentee today. Your old friend, Mr. Palmer.
Palmer. Yes, I hadn't given him a thought.
He comes up for sentence today, do you know?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Wonder what he'll get. For mine, they should hand him 20 years as an absolute minimum. Yes, by jingo, he was a bad chap, that. And if Marcia hadn't tricked that confession out of him...
Harry Jefferson Palmer, having pleaded guilty to the charges preferred against you, and having confessed in the statement brought before this court, it only remains for me to pronounce sentence upon you according to the law. On the charge of attempted murder, I sentence you to 8 years penal servitude to be served at hard labor. On the charge of criminal negligence, I sentence you to 7 years, and on the charge of conspiracy to defraud, I sentence you to 5 years. The sentences to be served concurrently. That is all. Take the prisoner away.
You better pipe down, Benny. Looks as though Percy Fleming's going to make his speech.
Good old Percy. He loves every minute of it.
Yes. Well, now, if I might have your attention for just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Well, it has been my very fortunate privilege today to be the host on this singularly auspicious occasion. I may say that seldom does one have the opportunity of celebrating 2 or even 3 such pleasant circumstances. Yes, Benny Puller and Miss Bronson, I'm looking straight at you. But today, we not only see Jeff Pilgrim...
Bingo, Jeff. What a lot of water's gone under the bridge these last 3 years, eh?
Yeah, some of it pleasant, some not so pleasant, eh?
I never expected things to turn out as well as this. You'll have to make a speech, won't you?
In a moment or two, I suppose. Yeah.
I'm going to edge my way over and have a word with the seller. I'll see you afterwards, Owen Jeff. If I don't, all the best for the future.
Thanks a lot, Finney.
Resulting in this most happy merger of Jeff Pilgrim's interests and Tressida Bendigo and Company. Of course, these days, I'm little more than a figurehead. Oh, yes, and I'm quite content to be. The head of Bendigo Pilgrim Limited is our managing director, Jeffrey Pilgrim. And so before we proceed any further with the festivities, I call upon Jeff himself to say a few words. Our managing director... Jeff Pilgrim.
How was I, Marcia?
You know, perfectly well, darling. You gave a superb portrayal of the rising young executive. Oh, I was so proud of you.
Well, I loathe making speeches.
Never mind, you do it very well.
Marcia, people will be making a move in a minute. What if they do not make it a real celebration, just the two of us?
Oh, I'd love to, dear. Where?
Fig Tree Street?
Yes.
We'll forget the past after today. Tonight we'll usher in the future.
Yes, darling, do let's.
And never, never again will either of us make those old stupid mistakes. Either of us, Marcia.
I never shall, I promise. If I'm ever jealous of you, and I wouldn't be normal or in love if I weren't, but if I ever am jealous, I won't let it alter my judgment, Jeff, and I'll never let you know.
Yes, dear.
And you must be a better husband. You mustn't let me get away with things. You must be firm and lay down the law. Do you promise?
Yes, my dear. I promise. That reminds me, have you said how do you do to the new secretary?
No, not yet.
Well, come on, then.
Well, my dear Miss Chase, just call me anything you want.
She hasn't wasted any time getting herself an audience.
Now, Marcia, you know what you promised. Miss Chase, mind if we interrupt for a minute? Marcia, my dear, Miss Jennifer Chase, who's going to look after me in future. Miss Chase, my wife.
Why, how do you do, Mrs. Pilgrim?
How do you do?
I was just telling these people about my last secretarial position. It was positively embarrassing. So much so that my husband insisted on... Husband? Why, yes. I'm a married woman, you know.
Oh, I should have explained, darling. Miss Chase is happily married to a chap who took a pretty bad knock in the war.
And so I go to work, using my maiden name.
Why, Miss Chase, I think that's absolutely splendid of you. And Jeff, be a good Scot and dash over for a couple of drinks, won't you?
What? Oh. Girlish secrets, eh?
Okay.
What's your husband like, Miss Chase?
Well, I think he's handsome, but then I love him. When we were first married, I used to think he was so handsome that every woman who looked at him had designs on him.
But I soon got over that.
You did? Yes. One day I discovered to my amazement that most other women thought him very dull, and,
in addition, his ears stick out.
Oh, no.
Not really. Oh, how awful.
Yes, they do. In fact, rather like the way your husband's ears do.
Oh, but Jeff's ears don't stick out.
Well, I never noticed that before.
He needs a couple of drawings.
Well, here we are, the three of us, and auntie. What's the joke?
Shall I tell him, Miss Jane?
Heavens no, do you want to ruin your life?
Who is this?
Something you must never know, darling. But Miss Chase has just opened my eyes.
You must have been talking about me because my ears are burning. Well, now what have I said?
Never you mind, darling. Come on, we're on our way. Bye, Miss Chase. I hope you like working for my husband.
I think we'll get along. See you on Monday, Mr. Pilgrim.
Yes, 9 o'clock. What's the idea, Marcia? You dragged me out of that conversation so fast. Hey, you surely don't think that Miss Chase is making a play for me, do you?
No, darling. But I know someone who is. Come on home, I'll tell you who.
Is that all you'll tell me?
No. If you're nice, I might tell you what Benny Puller said to me today.
I was. And she did. And it wasn't a bad idea.
And so ends Office Wife, an original story written for radio by L.J. Hardy and featuring the following cast: Cedric Hooper, Kenrick Hudson, Inspector James, George Randall, Francis Glover, Leo Britt, Minnie Moffat, Joy Yulden, Aunt Harriet, Ruby May, Tressida Bendigo, Robert Bernard, Benny Puller, Lloyd Lamble, Angela Tennant, Moira Farrow, Jennifer Chase, Marcia Hart, Percy Fleming, Walter Pym, Harry Palmer, Richard Davies, Stella Bonson, Lyndall Barber, Marcia Pilgrim, Dinah Shearing, Jeff Pilgrim, Keith Eden. Office Wife was a Donovan Joyce production.